92 City FM with Tom and Joe, and Guns N' Roses are coming up shortly, but that was AC/DC.
Yes, it was.
See that quick recovery on that mistake.
808. Heads up.
Hey, we were talking about all the All-Star games, the NHL All-Star, the Pro Bowl over the weekend, a huge tennis match, and there was something huge going on in Portage La Prairie as well, which, if you caught any of the action at the end, just as exciting as everything else.
You bet, Tommy. They set an attendance record for a Scotties final here in Manitoba, and usually when that happens, this name is usually on the marquee.
Jennifer Jones,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Triple J won herself her fifth Manitoba Women's Curling Championship yesterday against a great Chelsea Carey team, and I know you've got the utmost respect for that team. But does it ever get old, Jen? No.
No, it never does. And to be honest, we were saying after the game that was probably the most excited we've ever been after winning a provincial. It was just a great game. It came right down to the wire, and it was just an exciting atmosphere. It was Jill gave about three fist pumps. It was pretty exciting.
Well, you know, once again, big shocker, Jen. You pulled it out in the clutch at the end.
Yeah, I don't know why we keep doing this to ourselves. It's going to take some years off our life, I think. But it definitely makes it interesting, and it makes it more memorable for sure.
How was it, though, going back into playing into the provincial system? Because you haven't had to do that in a while. And, I mean, Jill Officer, of course, just had a baby. So you guys had a little juggling going on this season.
We've had a lot of juggling going on this season. And we've had, Jennifer Clark, who's our fifth player, just stepped up and played awesome when Jill couldn't and was ready to go. And it was unbelievable to be a part of it. And when Jill said she was ready to go and she came back in like she had never left the team and played outstanding, and her baby's only 6 weeks old, and there she is on the ice. So it was incredible. The girls played great. And it's been an amazing year just because of all the different team lineups we've had and all the challenges we faced. And we've persevered.
You've been real busy. Have you had time yet, Jen, to try out one of the new big 24-ouncers at Tim Hortons?
Not quite yet, but the girls have. We actually, on the way to Portage, Jen and Jen picked up themselves one of the big coffees. So.
Okay, Jen, we need to know. We want a heads up for all our City FM listeners. Are there any more TV commercials coming? Because I walk into, my favorite grocer, and I try and do that Jenny Jones slide through, and I usually just get a look.
You're not supposed to. Yeah, it's dangerous. I don't want you to do it. I have people catching me. No more commercials on the horizon, but I'll let you know if anything comes up.
Well, like all sports, we're talking about the commercial where you do the sliding to pick up the Scotties paper towels or Kleenex or whatever it is. And you got to take ribbing from everybody about that one.
Yeah, I know I do. But, you know, it's kind of amazing. And it's funny because I hear the song. I'm like, oh, there I go. And I go sliding.
It's got to be so awesome having these commercials come to you and be like, we think you're so fantastic that we want you to represent our product.
And that's what I was going to say. It's just that it's amazing. Like, you never think when you're growing up you're going to be on a national TV commercial or get to do all these crazy, amazing things, and we get to do them. So you almost have to pinch yourself and definitely take it while it comes and enjoy the moment.
Jennifer Jones is our special guest here. Jen, a couple of weeks away, and now you put on your work hat, too. That's got to be the one tough thing, to curl at that level, too, because you guys all have, of course, to take care of business in the off days.
You're talking about the Nationals.
That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
It's hard to go to work today, and I'm actually off to Montreal, so it's a little challenging. They're just outstanding supporters of what I'm doing, which I couldn't be more thankful for. And they'll be excited that we're going to go to the Scotties in Red Deer. And I've received so many emails from people at work, so they're all behind me and they all support it, which, you know, not many employers do.
Well, you know what? That's because your coworkers are working with a celebrity, and they get to say to their friends, hey, you know what? I work with Jennifer Jones. Mind you, she's not at work very often.
I'm at work as much as I can be.
Exactly.
Hey, have you got to a Jets game yet, Jen?
I was actually the Frito-Lay's hometown hero about a week ago. So that was my first game because I haven't been in town very much, and it was awesome. They won, and the atmosphere and the crowd, it was crazy. I can't wait to go to more.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're thinking on sending you on the road to get a winning streak going if you're that kind of luck for them.
Never hurts to change the luck. That's my philosophy, and put your backs up against the wall, and great things can happen.
Hey, good luck in Red Deer, and thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jennifer Jones with Tom and Joe, 813.